rural life is often associated with fresh country air. Unfortunately, some of the air we breathe is full of particulates that can make us sick. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
Now you can read Successful Farming magazine on your tablet or smartphone. Each issue includes ideas you can take with you to the field, pasture, barn, or even the shop. With the Texture app, you can enjoy over 200 magazines anytime you want. The Texture app is only $9.95 per month, and you can start enjoying your digital editions of Successful Farming magazine today. Successful Farming magazine is for families who make farming and ranching their business. Visit Texture.com and subscribe today.
You can't take breathing fresh air for granted on the farm. Mold spores, gases, and other organic dusts are hazardous to your health if you breathe them in. Ken Hellevang is an extension ag engineer at North Dakota State University. He says breathing in grain dust is often an overlooked hazard. Tiny particulates can settle deep inside the lung when you breathe them in and make you ill.
There's a lot of farmers who have developed some sensitivity to grain dust because of exposure over the years, and they need to be protecting themselves so that sensitivity doesn't increase. If there's been any kind of mold or disease activity that has occurred, that increases the importance of respiratory protection.
Hellevang recommends a mask that's rated either N95 or N99. It should be printed somewhere on the box or the mask. These will give you more protection than a standard face mask.
One of the simple ways that I differentiate is that all of the N95 or better masks will have two straps. If you find one that just has a single light strap, that's typically just a nuisance mask that's intended to keep out the large pieces of sawdust or something like that.
The mask should be fitted tightly to your face so the particulates can't get in. If there is a nose piece with a metal clip, form it around your nose. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about respiratory protection on the farm at agriculture.com.